This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only to miss question and answer session in House of Representatives due to health reasons. Human Trafficking Control First Amendment Bill to be tabled in Parliament Committee for clause-wise discussion. Nepal Foreign Trade Association urges government to open more border points with China to avoid trade disruptions during monsoon. And Israel demands release of all hostages in Gaza, citing doubt and ceasefire proposal. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli will not attend today's scheduled question and answer session in the House of Representatives due to health reasons. Although the session with the Prime Minister was on the meeting agenda today, the Speaker's Secretariat said he will not be able to participate in it. Meanwhile, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Nawal Kishore Sahasudi will present a proposal for consideration of the bill relating to Children First Amendment. Similarly, a proposal will be tabled to send the Human Trafficking Control First Amendment Bill to the concerned committee for clause-wise deliberation. Vehicular movement along the Kathmandu Monthly Road has been disrupted after a section of the road subsided at Haledi in Likhu Tamakosi Rural Municipality 7 in Ramesab District. According to local resident Sanjeev Chauhan, passengers travelling from Kathmandu to Chorikot, Dolokha have been left stranded midway due to the obstruction. Chief District Officer Sam Krishnan Thapa said efforts are underway to repair the damaged section and resume traffic as soon as possible. The Nepal Foreign Trade Association has urged the government to open additional northern border crossings with China, citing frequent closure of Rastragiri and Tatupani during the monsoon due to floods and landslides. The friendship bridge at Rastragiri was recently washed away, halting the movement of goods and people. Tatupani in Sindhupalchuk has also remained closed for 2 weeks, stranding hundreds of trucks carrying imported goods. The association called for immediate diplomatic efforts and infrastructure development to operationalize alternative trade routes. A parliamentary study had identified Korola and Olongchungula as viable points. Nepal and China had also agreed to open 7 border crossings during past bilateral talks. Minister for Tourism, Culture and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has said the government is committed to creating an investment-friendly environment for the private sector in tourism. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu today, the tourism minister said the government is ready to welcome private investors. He urged private sectors to support regulations and avoid labour exploitation. A Pakistani parliamentary delegation led by Munawwar Hasan made Speaker Devraj Khyberi yesterday. The delegation was in Kathmandu to attend the Hindu Kush Himalayan Region Parliamentarians Meet 2025. Speaker Khyberi highlighted the friendly Nepal-Pakistan ties and called for stronger regional cooperation on climate change, sustainable development and mountain challenges. He also emphasized boosting trade, connectivity and tourism through parliamentary collaboration. Hasan congratulated Nepal for successfully hosting the meet and praised its efforts in climate action and mountain conservation. The federal government will honor 6 top-performing local labels based on the local institutional self-assessment for fiscal year. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration said the awards aim to promote good governance and healthy competition. The best local labels are Khairhani of Chitwan, Tilotama of Rupandehi, Nilkantha of Dhading, Arjun Chowpari of Sangza, Benikat Rurang of Dhading and Ru Chetra of Gulme. The awards will be presented on the 22nd of August. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel is demanding the release of all 50 hostages held in Gaza. An Israeli official has said, citing doubt on whether it will accept a new proposal for a 60-day ceasefire that Hamas agreed to on Monday. The proposal put forward by Qatar and Egypt would see the release of around half the hostages and is almost identical to the US proposal Israel had previously accepted, according to Qatar. According to the BBC, Israel has not explicitly rejected the proposal, but government spokesman David Mansour said it is not interested in partial deals. Palestinian sources say the proposal would involve handling over 10 living and 18 deceased hostages while the parties negotiate a permanent ceasefire and the release of the remaining hostages. Israel believes that only 20 of the 50 hostages are still alive after 22 months of war. Later this week, the Israeli cabinet is expected to approve the military's plan to occupy Gaza City, where intensified Israeli strikes have already forced thousands of people to flee. A traffic accident in western Afghanistan has claimed the lives of 73 people, including 17 children, most of whom were Afghan migrants recently deported from Iran. The BBC cited a Taliban official as saying the bus, which was traveling to Kabul, caught fire after colliding with a truck and a motorcycle on Tuesday night in Herat province. All passengers on the bus, along with two individuals from other vehicles, died in the crash. In recent months, Iran has intensified the deportation of undocumented Afghan migrants fleeing conflict and instability at home. The Kremlin has downplayed speculation about an imminent summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin, rather, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, even as U.S. President Donald Trump renewed his call for the two leaders to hold direct talks to end the war in Ukraine. The push for a bilateral meeting followed Trump's recent meeting with Putin in Alaska and his hosting of seven European leaders along with Zelensky at the White House on Monday. Trump acknowledged the conflict was difficult to resolve and admitted that Putin might not be interested in ending hostilities. The BBC cited the Kremlin as saying leader Putin had indicated to Trump during the meeting that he was open to the idea of direct talks with Ukraine. However, the following day, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov tempered the suggestion, stating that any such meeting would require gradual preparation, beginning at the expert level and progressing through necessary diplomatic steps, a standard position repeatedly emphasized by the Kremlin. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Lumini, Coronali and Sudipossum provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places in Lumini, Coronali and Sudipossum provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and at one or two places in the Terai region. Meanwhile, the division has said the monsoon impact is gradually declining across Nepal, with the monsoon low pressure belt shifting south of its average position. Despite the weakening system, moisture-laden wind from the Bay of Bengal is still entering the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only to miss question and answer session in House of Representatives due to health reasons. Human Trafficking Control First Amendment Bill to be tabled in Parliamentary Committee for close-wise discussion. Nepal Foreign Trade Association urges government to open more border points with China to avoid trade disruption during monsoon. And Israel demands release of all hostages in Gaza, citing doubt on ceasefire proposal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.